are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hello. Dr. Dahlia back. How y'all doing? All right. You know, I was so mad. I was yelling so much yesterday about the whole Planned Parenthood thing that I think I'm hoarse again. I have to talk very nice and I love listening to Mark Levin for that reason. You know, I listen to his voice and it doesn't look like he stretches it too much. You know, but it's more fun sometimes to listen to Alex Jones because, you know, he's got that kind of raspy, sexy, horsey sound. And so, you know, I guess, you know, the more you kind of yell and get upset, the more you kind of get that. And so I guess I'm turning into that, which is good. I don't mind. You know, any Bonnie Tyler rasp I could acquire, I think sounds good. Yeah, we were talking in the last hour about Coleman for the Cure, how they under the crucifixion they received from the media over the past few days, changed their decision about granting and funding Planned Parenthood, and they gave in. They gave in, and they, as you all have probably heard, they're going to now help fund Planned Parenthood, which I think really frustrates a lot of us because we've never seen a private institution browbeaten and practically extorted to do this. I mean, Washington, 22 senators came to quote-unquote Planned Parenthood's defense. And I mean, we're talking about Coleman for the Cure. They're a foundation for breast cancer and research. You know, give them a break. Cut them some slack. Let them use the money. They have every right to use the money for whatever they want to. Whether they, you know, want to affiliate with a company or not, whether it's political or not, doesn't matter. They're a private foundation. They have every right to decide where they put their money. And I guess they were browbeaten enough to give the money back. It's just like we were talking about in the previous hour, they may never be able to withdraw it. I mean, if withdrawing the money, saying they're going to review their criteria, causes backlash and caused such a, you know, media frenzy, they're probably afraid to withdraw the money. And then can they ever do that? It's almost like we talked about in the previous hour, you know, these bullies or these, I don't want to call it mafia, but, you know, where in the streets, they'll keep you safe if you pay them. As long as you pay them each week, they'll keep you safe. But if not, you're going to get a beating. That's exactly what's happening with Coleman for the Cure and Planned Parenthood. As long as they give Planned Parenthood their money, everything is going to be quiet. But the second they want to pull their funding and give it to other causes, they're going to get beaten up. That's exactly what happened. So anyway, I'm not going to talk about it anymore because I don't want to lose my voice, but it just really inflames me. And my concern is so many people are going to be so upset that Coleman caved in, because many people didn't realize that Coleman for the Cure was associated with Planned Parenthood. All right, many people didn't realize they're an association. Now, many people, they know that Planned Parenthood does cervical cancer screenings, pap smears, birth control, etc. But other people, they really can't be swayed by the fact that there's abortion services. And now that that's been made public, that Coleman for the Cure funds Planned Parenthood, and apparently they don't want to fund Planned Parenthood, but now they're forced to fund Planned Parenthood because of all the backlash. People are saying, well, then I'm not going to donate money to them. And so, unfortunately, there's probably going to have to be a new organization that gets built because so many people rely on Coleman for the Cure. And if now they're going to get backlash for rejoining Planned Parenthood and caving in, this is a mess. This is an absolute mess. And I'm just extremely frustrated that something like this could happen. There's not that many foundations like Coleman for the Cure. There's not many out there. All right. And, you know, many of you are benefiting from what they do. And I know many of you benefit from Planned Parenthood. I know, I understand that. But what I don't like about this, whether you like Planned Parenthood or not, I don't like the process of what happened. You cannot browbeat a private institution into paying you. That's extortion. And that's exactly what happened. You know, now I could understand Planned Parenthood being quiet. Okay. And like I said, saying, you know, thank you for all your years of support. You know, it's a shame, but that's okay. If you don't mind, we are going to let the media know, you know, that, you know, we do need some help, but we understand this. But they didn't do that. All right. They criticized publicly Komen for the Cure. They criticized them. So that's exactly why, you know, they're no better than what, you know, the mafia does in these neighborhoods. And I hate to compare that because I know Planned Parenthood does a lot of good things, but I've never seen them have this much power to extort money from a private institution. That's exactly what happened over the last few days. All right. Well, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want you all to get a pen and paper if you can. We're going to be taking the Alzheimer's test. All right. Got to add up the points. So we're going to do that. Come on. Not bad. Not bad. And we're going to talk about how they think Alzheimer's spreads more like an infection. All right. We thought these amyloid plaques and the protein buildup, the tau protein, just kind of scatters and polka dots you. But they actually have some scientific evidence that it spreads like a virus. Pretty cool and creepy stuff. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a boy that died after taking mom's methadone because she hid it in NyQuil, and how hard drug use is on the rise for middle age. We're also going to be talking about how sex and STDs are on the rise for middle age, having more and more people coming in with gonorrhea and chlamydia. And I also want to talk about, if we have time, 10 foods or some foods that you may think are healthy just because of packaging, and they really aren't. So we got a lot to talk about. But I really want to hear from you all. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you ever cannot listen to my show live, we stream 24/7 on my website now. So go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. There's a button in the upper right-hand corner. Listen live. You can listen to me. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. So we're going to be coming back on break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, we got the silent music track. Ah, there we go. All right. Okay, now I'm going on break.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with
Mr. Dovey. All right, guys, here we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so good news today. A study came out. Well, I don't know if I want to say a study, but researchers have come up with a questionnaire to help predict Alzheimer's. Now, this really helps doctors, but it really, really helps family members because many people say, you know, look, is dad just, you know, having old age? Is it hearing loss? What's going on with mom or dad? And so this can actually help you. So basically, it's about 21 questions. Okay, based on your score, they say scores higher than 15 predicted Alzheimer's disease. Scores between 5 and 14 indicated some mild cognitive impairment, MCI, or amnestic. Amnestic is like amnesia, a mild cognitive impairment. And then scores of 4 or lower indicated no problems with memory. Now, researchers from Banner Sun Health Research Institute in Arizona are the ones that get credit for this one. Okay, so if you guys don't mind, let's just quickly take this test. I'll take it with you guys, okay? Wait, let me get my pen. Hold on, because I want to write down the points. Okay, here we go. Okay, first, does your loved one or you have memory loss? Well, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I have some memory loss. Okay, well, if you do, 1 point, yes, no is 0 points, okay? Okay, 1 point for yes if you have memory loss, 0 for no. Okay, number two, if so, is their memory worse than a few years ago? Well, I mean, my memory was way better in medical school. I guess I'm getting another point. Yes is 1 point. No is 0. How are you guys doing? No cheating. No cheating. Okay, everybody, eyes on your own papers. Number three, Do they repeat questions or statements or stories in the same day? Well, I talked about Komen for the Cure the first hour of the show. I talked about it again. I guess yes. All right, 2 points. If you repeat questions or statements or stories in the same day, that's not fair. I do a 3-hour medical show. I'm going to repeat the headlines. I get 2 points for yes, 0 points for no. I'm already up at 4. How y'all doing there? 0? Is it 1? Okay. Number 4. Have you ever had to take over tracking events or appointments, or does the patient forget appointments? Yeah, I missed my pap smear 6 months ago. Oh, God, and my gynecologist never lets me live it down. All right, 1 point for yes. 1 point for yes on that one, 0 for no. Number 5, do they misplace items more than once a month? Oh, come on. We misplace stuff all the time. 1 point for yes, 0 points for no. Okay, I'm now 6 for 6. This can't be good. I misplaced my keys. I misplaced my diaphragm. All right. Number 6. Do they suspect others of hiding or stealing items when they cannot find them? I blame my husband all the time for losing my keys. No, he doesn't only deal with the diaphragm, but the keys. Yes. Of course I blame my husband because I'm mad because I'm late for work. My husband takes. All right. I guess 1 point for yes, 0 points for no. I'm up at 7 already. All right. Number 7 here. Does your loved one frequently have trouble knowing the day, date, month, year, and time, or check the date more than once a day? Look, I write prescriptions. If I have the date wrong, of course I check the date. 2 points for yes on that one. No, I 0 for no. This isn't looking good. Do they become disoriented in unfamiliar places? Well, 1 point for yes, 0 for no. Well, if you're in an unfamiliar place and you don't know where you're going, I would say, no, I'm not liking this. Do they become more confused when not at home or when traveling? Okay, I've never been to Europe, but if I was in the middle of England and I don't know the language, I'm going to be confused. Okay, I'm going to give myself a no on that one. 1 point for yes, 0 points for no. If you're confused at home and or when you're traveling. Okay, excluding physical limitations, do they have trouble handling money, such as when tips or calculating change? Okay, well, my husband, see, I wait a table, so I'm a good tipper. Yet my husband, he still likes the 15% rule. I'm like, you got to do 20%. So me, I could calculate the tip. I'm good. Okay, so 0 points for no, 1 point for yes. Okay, you guys got it? All right. Do they have trouble paying bills or doing finances? Of course I have trouble paying bills. We're month to month. It's a recession. All right, 2 points for yes, 0 points for no. Does your loved one have trouble remembering to take medicines or keeping track of medications taken? Yeah, I can't remember my birth control. 1 point for yes, 0 points for no. Are they having difficulty driving, or are you concerned about the patient's driving? Yeah, my husband said he's going to divorce me when I get another speeding ticket, so I guess I have a yes on that one. 1 point for yes, 0 for no. This isn't looking good for me. I hope you all are doing better. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking an Alzheimer's test. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Okay. Are they having trouble using appliances such as the stove, phone, remote control, microwave? I don't cook well. I have a heck of a time figuring out how to handle the oven. 1 point for me, yes. Yes is 1 point, 0 no. Excluding physical limitations, are they having difficulty in completing home repair or housekeeping tasks? I have no idea how to do home repair. That's why I have a husband. 1 point, 1 point for yes, 0 points for no. All right, I don't even know what I'm up to. Okay, here we are. All right, keep going. Guys, we're taking the Alzheimer's test here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Excluding physical limitations, have they given up or cut down on hobbies like golf, dancing, exercising, or crafts? Yeah, I don't dance anymore. I've never been able to golf. It's too expensive. Crafts. I crocheted when I was pregnant. I guess I gave up on those. I get a point. Yes is 1 point. 0 is a no. Are they getting lost in familiar surroundings such as their own neighborhood? That's a biggie. Yes is 2 point. 0 no. I get a 0 for this one. Okay. Whew. Oh, thank God that was a close one. Is their sense of direction failing? Yes is 1 point, no is 0. I get a zero on that one because I kind of know where I'm going. I know where my radio show's going. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe not with last month's ratings, but, you know, if ratings are good, I know where it's going. Okay, well, if the ratings are bad, I guess I know where it's going also. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're taking an Alzheimer's test. Do they have trouble finding words other than names? Well, if I have trouble, I better give myself a point. 1 point yes, 0 points no. Do they confuse names of family members or friends? Oh, that's not fair. I always call my kids the wrong names. Stone? No, no, bra, no, court, no, Sush? No, no, all right. That's 2 points. All right. No is zero. And then do they have trouble recognizing familiar people? Oh my gosh. I run into patients all the time at Walmart. I mean, I recognize, no, you know what? I get a no for this one. I get a no for this one because I recognize them. I know them. I just may forget their name. I mean, I'll remember what procedure I did on them. I just do. I remember. Yeah, you had a pap smear. You had a toenail removal. I remember that. It's not good to bring up at Walmart, but I remember that. Okay. All right. So zero for no, yes for two. So let me add my points. You guys add yours. One, two, three. One, two, plus. Do it quietly. I can't count. Quietly. Do yours quietly. I got to count. Four, nine. Okay. I think I got 17. I got 17. Okay. Let's see what that means. All right. What'd you guys get? Yeah, okay. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. All right, but yeah, scream into the radio. Why not? Okay. They say scores under 5 is advised that there's no cause for concern. Oh, you guys are like the smart kids in the front of the classroom. Who got under 5? Man, you had to have been lying. Teacher's pet, you lie. Okay, all right. Score between 5 and 14. Suggests mild cognitive impairment. 5 to 14. Some of you? Okay. All right. Okay. Those over 14. Wait a second. I got 17. I got 17 on the Alzheimer's test. 17 out of 21. Listen, when I take a test, I ace it. I really know how to ace my test. All right. Well, that's depressing. Wow. Donovan, how did you do? Did you take the test, Donovan? Nope, Donovan forgot halfway to take the test. Oh, Donovan. But you know what? If you forgot, you probably got 0 points. You're still doing better than me. All right, guys, I guess that was the Alzheimer's test. You know, I mean, here's the thing. Okay, if I was serious about it, you really can't look at that vaguely. I mean, like look at that. Do you have trouble paying your bills? Okay. I mean, you have to look at it as, okay, you have trouble managing your finances. Okay. And then, is your memory worse than a few years ago? You know, I mean, anybody could say that. If you misplace items more than once a month, that question isn't fair. I mean, I misplace the milk. I misplace the Cocoa Krispies. You misplace things. I misplace the kids, you know? So it happens. Okay. When we come back, talk about how Alzheimer's is actually found to spread. And in England, they're saying if you are admitted to the hospital on a weekend, you're more likely to die than if you come to the hospital midweek. We got to talk about why that is the case. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we're talking about Alzheimer's, and we just took a test, and I hope you all did a heck of a lot better than me, okay? And, I'm just looking at this. That's just it. Ben Gazzara. Remember the actor from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? He just died, age 81. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, this just in. All right, that was breaking news. I'm sorry about that. Oh, wow. I'll read up a little bit more on that. I just saw that. I apologize. Okay. All right. Okay. I know. See, talk about Alzheimer's. We're not supposed to be ADD. We're talking about Alzheimer's here. I gotta be careful. But I multitask when I do my show. You know? Yeah. I do a lot of things while I do my show. I'm reading, I'm discussing, I'm communicating with the engineers, I'm scratching. Sometimes I'm even plucking my upper lip. All right. If I ever go, ow, that's what I'm doing. Okay. So what was really interesting about what they found now, you know, these Alzheimer's studies, there's one a week. And I can understand if some of you are getting sick of it because we come up with these studies week after week. I'm like, oh, they found this. Oh, they found this is related to Alzheimer's. Oh, this helps Alzheimer's. This has, you know, but nobody's really ever coming up with something concrete. Well, this is one of those stories. This is one of the studies where I think they're on to something. Okay. So you have studies that find correlations, you know, like, oh, you know, sunlight may help this. Okay, those studies, correlations, those are nice. Then you have ones that go, okay, we think we see a pattern that we could address That's what this is. And then you have, okay, we finally found a cure. Well, we don't have those studies yet, but we have one of these middle of the road here. Now, what they found is we're dealing with two types of proteins. We got the beta amyloid protein that deposits, but we also have this tau protein. Now, we've talked about tau. This tau protein, remember, it came up in the news when we were talking about how to determine if a person is at risk for Alzheimer's, where they do a spinal tap, and they found tau protein buildup in the spinal fluid. So if you wanted to know if your loved one was on his way to Alzheimer's, you could have them go through a spinal tap. They'd hate you for it, but it's something you could do. Well, what they found this time around now is rather than these tau proteins and beta amyloid proteins in an Alzheimer's patient kind of spotted and polka dotted throughout, they actually think there's a method to the way the proteins take over the brain. And they think it really mimics more of an infectious disease. They're noticing a cell-to-cell transmission of this tau protein. Now, what they've done, and these are researchers at Columbia and Harvard, all right, they use these genetically engineered mice that can make these abnormal human tau proteins, okay, in their entorhinal cortex. This is kind of an area kind of behind the ears, near the middle of the brain, all right. Now, what they did is they put some of this there. They put, if I could explain this right, all right, tau protein showed up in that part of the brain. Now, you would think if these mice were supposed to be genetically engineered, all right, to eventually have this abnormal deposition, it would deposit sporadically. Instead, they found that it spread almost to outer cells along the same network. So the cells that couldn't make the human tau, like the original ones, actually appeared to be infected by this, all right? Infected, I'm using lightly, meaning this tau protein went from cell to cell as like a transmission, like a virus or antibody would. Now, the reason why this is so fascinating is because if you realize that tau spreads in these cells, neuron cells, then you can find something that blocks the tau. You can make a vaccine, build up antibodies to it. You could do an anti-tau type of mechanism, and then it would stop spread. Because, you know, many of us, you know, we could have some of this tau protein now, but we're functioning well. It gets to a certain point. So if they could detect it while it's in its early stages, come up with a tau blocker, they got it. Now, how I guess beta amyloid works from this tau protein is, from what I understand, the beta amyloid is the one that does the plaques. Okay, it kind of secretes outside the cells. And I almost kind of think of it kind of like a spider web. Now, it creates this neighborhood, if you will, of this kind of crappy environment. Tau comes in, the tau protein, and researchers call it the executioner. It goes inside the cells and kills them. So you see, this may be a defense mechanism that hurts you. Remember we talk about how the body comes up with defense mechanisms? For example, diarrhea, right? You have an intestinal bug. Your body tries to dump as much of fluid as possible through your colon, so you end up washing it out. That's where you get diarrhea. The only thing is you can wash out so much you can become dehydrated and you could die. All right. Same thing with anaphylactic shock. You get stung by a bee once, you got stung twice, nothing happens. Third time, you've built up antibodies, and your body tries to close off your airway to avoid getting more antigen in, but you close up your airway, and again, you can die. So sometimes your defense mechanism hurts. I'm looking at this is the tau is looking at the neighborhood that the amyloid is going, okay, this isn't a healthy environment. Unfortunately, when it comes in and then it gets involved with the cells, It basically poisons them. So finding this type of quote-unquote transmission of this tau protein allows researchers to go, okay, I think I know where we're going. Now, remember, one of the very few studies I remember that we talked about this last year or two that I think holds some merit was the amyloid protein buildup study. I'm calling it that. I don't know. The study could have called the Hookah-Majiga study. I don't know. But it was a study saying they found that amyloid, a lot of times in these Alzheimer's patients, gets built up in the liver. So if you could block the production of amyloid in the liver, it won't get to the brain. All right? You know, but then again, you wonder, well, doesn't amyloid have other functions in the body. So you haven't really seen them go farther with this. I don't know why. Is it still under scientific review? Did they decide to scratch the idea? But that was the only other study recently I think had some real, real huge merit where you're thinking, okay, I think they're on to something. You know, so here we go again. Now they're thinking, okay, wait a second. We got this bad neighborhood by the amyloid. Tau comes in, being attracted to this bowel, this bad neighborhood. Tau comes in, infects the cells. It goes from cell to cell. Try to stop the tau, and you got it. Not tau, tau, T-A-U. So it's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting stuff. Okay. So if more information comes on that, I'll tell you. But yeah, I mean, that's exactly how they could come up with a vaccine. They could come up with injecting people with something that recognizes the tau protein, and then you fight the tau protein. Again, though, they have to make sure that tau isn't involved in other things. You know, keep in mind, we don't know everything about the body. We don't. I mean, we assume we do. So they're like, oh, great. Okay, so tau is bad. We just block tau. But you don't know if you need tau for other things. All right? All I know is it's very easy to say on the radio, tau. My lisp doesn't come out. I don't bite my tongue accidentally. By the way, one show I bit my tongue. It was rough. I was talking, and you guys didn't know it. I kept my cool. I bit my tongue while I was on the air. Yeah, you know, you all didn't know it. But I could say tau all day. Tau, 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 tau. See? Don't bite my... Ouch. Ouch. You can bite your tongue. All right. I got to let my tongue heal. Are we on break yet? No. One more minute, and then I get to soak my tongue. All right. So cool stuff. Okay. We're going to be coming up on break. When we do come back on break, all right, I want to talk about hard drug use in middle-aged people. That's on the rise. I also want to talk about what's happening in England where there's a study coming out confirming that care appears to be worse on the weekends in England because of lack of staff. And they say try to get sick midweek. And then, of course, if we have time, I want to talk about 10 foods that sound healthy that may not be healthy. Of course, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dolly. And I forgot to tell you, don't forget to contact your local radio station. Email them, call them, and tell them to bring the Dr. Dolly Show to your station. This way you guys don't have to podcast. This way you don't have to hunt for me down on the internet. You can just listen to me in your own city. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So this just in, it looks like federal prosecutors have closed their investigation of Lance Armstrong, right? Remember the one that won the Tour de France? They are not charging him after 2 years of an investigation looking into allegations that he was and his cycling teammates committed a variety of possible crimes by doping. Apparently, he is charges have been dropped. They have closed the case, but the crimes that were investigated included defrauding of the government, drug trafficking, money laundering, and conspiracy involving Armstrong and other top cyclists. The authorities were also exploring whether money from the U.S. Postal Service, the primary team sponsor for the first four of Armstrong's Tour de France wins, if that was used to buy performance-enhancing drugs. Now, from what I understand, the only time they had found any sort of steroid with Lance Armstrong was, I guess, confirmed by, I guess, a doctor had written a prescription. So he was, for some reason, cleared of that. But as far as all these other charges, looks like he was cleared and the case has been closed. Okay. So another story that came out today was a little six-year-old boy was accidentally fed a dose of methadone. All right, this happened in New York. Police arrested the mom, Raquel De Leon, and charged her with reckless endangerment because 36-year-old mom allegedly hid her methadone inside a DayQuil bottle in their apartment in the South Bronx. When the son fell ill on Saturday, the father gave him a teaspoon of liquid, thinking it was cough medicine. After administering the dose, the boy complained of dizziness. Father told the boy to lie down. Boy becomes unresponsive. 911 called. Of course, you know, nobody at the hospital knew what could have possibly happened. I mean, it, obviously, father was saying, I just gave him NyQuil. Boy dies. So the mom has had two prior drug busts, now is being charged for this. I mean, just horrifying. Now, parents and grandparents, always taste the medicine. Well, it's hard. I can't tell some of you because if you can't take that kind of medicine. But for those of you that don't take any medicines, I always sniff or I take a little lick just to taste. I want to make sure what I'm putting into my baby doesn't have any abnormal smell or scent or metallic taste or packaging or something. Now, again, if you do take medications where you can't touch Tylenol or NyQuil or et cetera, then see if somebody else could test it. But, I mean, you'd think if you had a bottle in your house, you could trust it. But who knew? That's absolutely very scary stuff. So, you know, they're saying, hard drug use, they're calling it, but it includes cocaine, it includes amphetamines, and it includes very hard opiates. It's on the rise. More and more middle-aged people are taking these. Now, we know there's a lot of people that are very dependent on pain medicines, sometimes so dependent that they do end up going on methadone, but just the use is on the rise. But what a lot of people don't know is if you are using them middle-aged and continue to use them into your 50s, you have a fivefold increase of early death. Researchers looked at hard drug use among 4,300 adults that took part in a long-term study of cardiovascular disease, risk factor, et cetera. They said older drug users were more likely to have been, I circled the wrong thing. Researchers found, I'm still reading the same thing. I apologize. Five times more likely to die prematurely than people who didn't use drugs. We're also talking about marijuana. We're talking about, you know, marijuana use. We're talking about, now why? Would marijuana cause heart attack? No, I haven't seen much of an issue, but I think they believe sometimes these people, they do things hand in hand. You know, marijuana calms you down, cocaine, you know, gets you going. Most of my patients that just do marijuana, they seem from a cardiac perspective to still be okay. I do see memory loss though, you know, and we are watching them for that. But we're really concerned about people starting to take methamphetamines and, I mean, when they're older. You know, keep in mind, okay, we're middle-aged. Most of us listening to me right now, we're middle-aged, okay? All right, late 30s, early 40s, 50s, early 60s, all right? Even though we're living till our 90s, our lifespan is increasing, many of us 80s, 90s, et cetera, right? We're still on paper consider middle-aged, okay? You know, we aren't young. And even young people die from these things. So just, you know, if you're dabbling around, because, I mean, here's the thing. Here I am. I'm 40 years old. I turned 40 this year. Still, I like to rock out to Def Leppard. I still have an old pair of underoos I could fit in, you know, and run around the house in, right? I still like to play Mr. Mouth. I still love to eat Count Chocula, right? Lucky Charms and stuff I grew up, you know, so here in my mind, I still feel like the way I did when I was 10 or 16, but I'm in a 40-year-old's body. Okay. Think about it. Your liver, if you're middle-aged, your liver's middle-aged, your kidneys are middle-aged. So again, just tone it down, people, or just don't do that kind of stuff. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Underoos are fun to wear. Yeah, remember underoos? Something underwear. Oh, I love underoos. I had Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman underwear. Okay, let's go to this. The study confirms that NHS care, all right, in Great Britain is worse on Saturday and Sunday than it is if you come into the hospital midweek. All right, I'm trying to see who is responsible. I always like to give credit to who the study comes from. All right, but it's not saying. They say patients admitted to hospitals at weekends are far more likely to die than those taken there on weekdays. A major study has confirmed. They say what's going on are senior doctors are absent, and many tests and scans cannot be done on the weekend. Remember we had a lady that died of a blood clot? And the family, this was in England, and the family had said scans weren't available. They couldn't do the scan on the weekend. They had to wait till Monday. Now, again, for some of you that are new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I know some of you are like, okay, wait a second. Why is she talking about Great Britain? Again, I talk about Great Britain because with the way our healthcare is going, we could very much have a mimicked plan and health system like Great Britain. So this is very important for us to watch what's going on over there. A study over 14 million NHS admissions found, that's huge, found that Sunday patients are 16% more likely to die within the next 30 days than those brought in on a Wednesday. They say patients admitted on a Saturday were 11% more likely to die within the month. Now, you know, there could also be other reasons for this, okay? We know they have staffing issues on the weekends. We know emergency rooms have had to close because they don't have staffing at night over there. We've known about that. That's nothing new. We also know that a lot of times scans aren't available. But also keep in mind, if a lot of people are partying on the weekend, if there's a lot of drinking on the weekend and the accidents are on the weekend, this could skew that data, okay? If people are being driven in on a Saturday night or a Sunday night, you know, because of a car accident, you know, that could be in these numbers. That, you know, so that could be an issue. Another issue is you could have people that are sick midweek, you know, going, oh my gosh, I hope this isn't a pneumonia. Let me just get through the weekend when I could take off work. So that is a possibility. You know, when I did ER, I always expected my weekend people to be sicker because they might not have gotten medical care during the, you know, they put it off until the weekend. And then I remember that Valentine's Day, people had sex that morning. We had 14 heart attacks come in on Valentine's Day. We didn't even hit night yet. Valentine's Day, 14 heart attacks. So there is an argument that the weekend or people's days off could be more of a, also, you know, keep in mind, if you're drinking on your Friday night, your risk of blood pressure spikes, stroke, heart attack is higher. So somebody could argue that heart attacks are higher on a Saturday because people drink it Friday night, and heart attacks are higher on a Sunday because of that. So, again, some of these numbers could be skewed, but what I find significant is that they're admitting that, yeah, weekend staff is lacking. Many, many times consultants aren't there. Usually the junior doctors are there only. And so, you know, keep in mind, our healthcare system could do the same thing. All right, guys, if you could stay with us for another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If not, have a great rest of the way home. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.